Friday night.
Time for your weekly dose of pop culture
with Cathy and Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Saturday night, time for your weekly dose of pop culture, Kathy and Kenny, live on a Saturday night. Kenny, how are you doing?
I am just ducky, Kathy. I am just ducky.
Just ducky. Coming just from ducky. A new location?
Yes, I am coming from in South Jersey.
South Jersey, North Carolina, every weekend.
Yes. Yep. You know, South Jersey, North Carolina, north and the south, baby, north and the south.
And just like me, like I've been out, I had planned to go shopping first thing in the morning, get it all done and just be done with it. I didn't get out till late. So I'm actually just getting in, having hit a couple stores, getting some things I needed and and putting everything away.
When I was out today putting brakes in my car. Yes. Oh. I now know how to put brakes in my car.
Oh, cool. So you got them all done?
Yes. I changed my back brakes and it took us a minute because it was a learning process. But I changed my back brakes and the car stops.
Like magic.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, you know, we usually start off with pop culture news.
Okay.
Back in 93, a very famous TV show started called The Power Rangers.
Okay.
30 years later, Power Rangers is still on the air.
Kind of like The Simpsons.
Kind of like The Simpsons. The Power Rangers is still on the air. And this year, they started their 23rd season, because over the years they've kept the same cast for like two or three seasons. So even after 30 years being on the air, this is actually their 23rd lineup of Power Rangers.
Oh, cool.
Of a new Power Rangers lineup. This is Cosmic Fury. And the one thing about this is one of the people that is in this lineup that is serving as a mentor to these young Power Rangers is one of the original Power Rangers, David Yost, who played Billy. David Yost, who played Billy, the original smart Power Ranger guy, the Blue Ranger, he is their kind of like their tech person and mentor that kind of helps them out and got them back into the power grid because, you know, they had to get new costumes and new Power Ranger power with the new season. So they went from Dino Fury to Cosmic Fury.
Okay.
So that's my pop culture news. Yeah.
I will admit I am pop culture illiterate when it comes to the Power Rangers. I guess that was a little after my generation and I never really got into the Power Rangers. Yeah.
Now, my other pop culture news.
Astro Boy all day long or Kimba the White Lion or.
Yes.
Cartoons of those ilk. Anything that might have been Hanna-Barbera, but I just am not.
Well, I totally understand. I get it.
It's a pop culture gap, and I will admit it. There you go.
It's only because of George and the girls that I know some of this newer stuff.
Okay. That's right. The kids are keeping you young.
My other pop culture news is after all these years, there's finally been an arrest in Tupac's murder.
Oh, really? I didn't hear this.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This guy, you know, criminals aren't very smart. And they are dumb. Batman is right. They're a cowardly lot. They're not very intelligent. I could dress up as a bat and scare everybody. Criminals are stupid. This guy.
Who did they arrest?
I'm going to tell you his name in a minute. This guy was in the car when they shot Tupac.
Okay.
He put out a memoir about being in the car when Tupac was shot. And he says somebody else did it, and that person's already dead. So they arrested Dwayne Keith D. Davis, This is the guy who put out a memoir to say, look, I was in a car when Tupac got shot. I know who did it. And he's already, you know, the person who did it is already dead. So what they did was they just were investigating. And I believe it was about a week ago. So 2 weeks ago, they raided this guy's house or whatever. They found more evidence. And next thing you know, Dwayne Davis is in jail charged with Tupac's murder after all these years.
How many years?
Well, 17, because he died in 96.
Oh, wow.
So 17 years later, and you know.
It's more than 17 years.
Apparently this guy put out a memoir about
being Kenny, I'm sorry. Can we back up?
Yeah.
Because if it was 96 and it's 2023, that's at least 23, 27 years.
Yeah, what did I say?
17.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 27 years. 27 years.
Wow.
27 years later, we have someone, and he kind of gave himself away. You don't say you was in the car and write a memoir about it.
Because, you know, that makes you an accomplice. And
yes.
What, are all the other people in the car dead? Or
I'm assuming everybody else in the car is dead.
Okay.
Well, he says the guy who was the shooter is dead. But this is, I don't know his name, but this is something that there was a detective in Los Angeles who put this all together years ago and did a documentary about it and everything. And I guess nobody listened to this guy and they had to find their own evidence. And now Dwayne Davis, Big Mouth Dwayne, that's what they should call him when he gets to jail, Big Mouth Dwayne Davis is locked up now, writing a memoir. That's kind of like OJ saying, If I had done it, I would have did this.
Well, that's what he wrote a book saying that.
It's the same thing. If I had done it,
but see, I'd the thing it. Is, you can only be tried for murder once. So, because he was acquitted, I guess he could say anything. He could say he did it. I mean, everybody kind of knows he did it. And but
this guy wasn't.
And if he didn't do it, he might have been there.
This guy could have kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that brought him out is
he should have taken to his grave, but I guess not.
The one of the things that brought it out was this guy. I think they said he might have had to he wrote the memoir to make a plea deal because he was up for some drug charges. So apparently this guy, Dwayne Davis, can't stay out of trouble. So yeah, he's probably not that smart. Yeah, let's go with that.
So, do you think we'll be getting any information on Biggie's death now that this has come out?
No.
Because the rest of the folks will shut up.
Yeah, I doubt. Yeah, because they know how to shut up.
Just you know, some things you don't talk about.
Some things you just don't talk about, and this guy.
So, was he writing the book to make money or just because of this to try to get a plea deal for his drug charges?
I think to try to get a plea deal for his drug charges.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Now y'all for murder.
Now we're that's all crazy. That is crazy.
And speaking of people doing dumb things and people not being loyal, today's show is about songs of betrayal.
And so we got. Can I tell you where I get this title from?
Where did you get this title from?
I got this title because this was something a line that my roommate Donna would say, and I think one of her cast members had said it about something, but. You know, you would always fake like a phone call, bitter hotline, Kathy speaking. Oh, yes, this is why I'm bitter. Blah, blah, blah. You know, bitter hotline. Can I help you?
Yeah.
So I always that phrase bitter hotline always stayed with me. Hey, Steve, how are you doing this Saturday night? Bitter hotline always stayed with me. So because it was with me. And it was the 90s. And what did you do in the 90s? The same thing you did in the 80s. You made a mixtape. In the 80s, you did it on a cassette tape. But in the 90s, you could do it on your iTunes and then burn it onto a CD. So I created this disc called Bitter Hotline. And I know some of the songs that you have are on this list, not on some of them are not on this list, but basically during the 90s, there were some angry women.
Yes.
I'm a bitch. Yes. I'm a lover.
There were some angry women in the 90s. There were some angry women in the 90s, and I dated most of them.
Okay. So, and this is why they sang. I talked a little bit last week about Fiona Apple's album Title. There's a couple of songs on there where she's just like, just angry young woman, criminal, sleep to dream. Also, you had people like Erykah Badu calling out Tyrone.
Call Tyrone.
Yeah, call Tyrone. And I guess the queen of that kind of genre in the 90s was definitely Jagged Little Pill from Alanis Morissette.
You ought to know.
Not just You Ought to Know, but yeah, that song got a lot of press because it was allegedly about the guy, David Coulier, who starred in Full House, or was one of the stars of Full House, and their relationship. But there's also some other kind of just daggers on that album. Like, there's a song called Not the Doctor. It was not released as a single, but it is just one of those kind of bitter betrayal.
I want to say something.
Sure.
Who would have thought that the guy that says, the guy who has the joke, you know, cut it out, would be cool enough to hook up with Alanis Morissette?
See, I wasn't that big a Full House fan, so I didn't know that was his catchphrase.
He would say, like, cut that out or something like that. Some corny stuff he would do. And he had this hand puppet he would make this funny voice with. I don't think that guy would be cool enough to get Alanis Morissette. This is kind of like...
Again, that was, this of course was like, Alanis Morissette.
Okay, this is kind of like Jermaine Dupri getting Janet Jackson. See, when I get to Hollywood, everything's open game.
I don't see why wouldn't a Jermaine Dupri be able to get a Janet Jackson? If he treats her well, I mean, some things are not about physical appearance. And you should be thankful for that.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm just going.
Wow.
Oh, Steve has got a good one. Songs of Betrayal. You can go your own way. And that whole album is about betrayal. That whole Rumors album? Go ahead. What's the thing about Fleetwood Mac?
They all hooked up with each other. At some point, I think, and it's in Fleetwood Mac, they all hooked up with each other. So there's so much betrayal going on in there.
It was a hot mess.
Yeah.
It was a hot, hot mess. Now, I don't know this ABBA song, Steve. The Winner Takes It All. So that's a gap in my ABBA knowledge. Yeah. And chances are, I wonder whether it was in Mamma Mia 1 or 2, because chances are, if it was ABBA, it was in one of those movies. I didn't think I would like ABBA, and then I absolutely loved Mamma Mia. But again, I preface that by saying I hate musicals, so
yeah. But see, I as you will. Other than Dancing Queen, I don't know any ABBA.
Take a Chance on Me.
I know Dancing Queen.
Did you hate Mamma Mia?
I love musicals, and I hated Mamma Mia.
You hated Mamma Mia?
Oh, couldn't stand the movie.
Oh, come on. It was
my
so
daughters
cute.
Loved it, and they want to watch it over and over again. And I'm like, oh, my God, shoot me in the head. I'd rather have laser eye surgery than watch Mamma Mia.
Well, they put drops in your eyes. It's numb. It's not going to
hurt you. Without the drops.
Uh. Oh, man. Well, let's take a look at our list. One of the first songs you have is one of my favorites. It is Queen Bee, Beyonce.
Is that what they call it? Left,
to the left. Everything you own in a box to the left. That's some cold.
To the left. Everything you own.
Oh, Irreplaceable by Beyonce. Definitely one of those. And, oh, you know, you're missing one on this list, too.
You know what I'm missing on this list? I just thought about it. Orange Juice chose The Rain.
Oh! I saw walking in the rain. Oh,
that, how you doing, you know, I miss you today. I miss so much. I followed you. Yeah.
Now that was an 80s song, but it was a throwback to those songs in the 70s where they gave you a whole little story in the middle of the song. For some reason, they would break out into like a whole. So that was like an R&B staple, but Orange Juice Jones brought that back out in the rain. But you know what you missed and didn't put on the list, and let's just throw it in here. It's a thin line between love and hate.
Oh, yes.
5 o'clock in the morning. Oh, man. I didn't think my girl had it in her. Didn't think she had the nerve. But here I am in a hospital bed, bandaged from head to toe. For the life of me, I want to know what she did to him, because she's all sweet. Are you hungry? Did you eat yet? Just beautiful. But It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate is definitely, to me, one of the ultimate songs of betrayal. Who recorded that? Do you know who the artist is?
No, but I'm going to find out for you.
Okay. Because we don't have Ed.
We don't have Ed tonight. Okay. Steve wants to look that up. Or Hey Archer's in the room.
How you doing, Hey Archer? It's a thin line between love and hate.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
I think, actually, the movie actually comes up. But I'm thinking of the song. And I don't know who sings it.
I'd like to think it was the Stylistics.
Was it the Stylistics?
I'm trying to think.
You know who it was? The Persuaders.
The Persuaders.
The Persuaders. It's a thin line between love and hate. That is a classic. Oh, no. No, no, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Our mother waited.
Call Tyrone.
You better call Tyrone.
Tyrone was hurt, just getting tired of his ish. And it wasn't betrayal. He was just broke and trying to live off of her fame. So it wasn't betrayal.
But no, I thought that's why she was kicking him out, though, because he cheated.
No, he didn't cheat. He was broke.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think he had to go because he ain't have.
You ain't never bought me nothing. Every time we go somewhere, I got to pay for a gym in Tyrone. I got to pay your way, your cousin's way, even your brother's way. Yeah.
No, I think
she was spending all her money. Because he ain't had none. So she kicked him out and said, call Tyrone. Help him come get your stuff. He didn't cheat. He was just broke. He was just a broke brother.
Let me see. I'm going through the...
Kirsten's here. See, Kirsten's weighed in. It was about him being broke.
Oh, it was about him being broke. So it wasn't about him. Trust me. I still put it on my list of Bitter Hotline songs because...
It was about him being broke.
Bitter Hotline. Tyrone speaking. I ain't got no place to live. Kick me out.
No, here's a Bitter Hotline. Hey. Reply. Ty, right. Can you come get me? She threw me out, man. She told me to call you to help me get my. Oh, man. Oh, God. Okay, so.
What I like about Irreplaceable is actually you don't hear that line till the end of the song, right? Because the whole song, the lyric
I remember in the middle of the song.
To the left, to the left.
Yeah.
Everything you own is in a box.
That's like Orange Joe's in the rain. No, don't go look at that closet. Everything you came with is packed up in the guest room.
So that was the inspiration for Irreplaceable.
Yeah,
was
don't look at that closet.
The rain by Orange Joe's.
Everything you came with is packed up in that guest room. Yeah, yeah. Get out here with that hush puppy shoe wearing I saw you with.
All right, next on your list.
Bobby Womack. Oh, Heard It Through the Grapevine. Me and you both agree. We like the Gladys Knight version better than the Marvin Gaye version. I know some people that's sacrilege, but we like the Gladys Knight version better.
Well, those people are wrong. Listen to the Gladys Knight version. It's a banging version. I'm sorry. Okay. The Gladys Knight version of Heard It Through the Grapevine. And I know everybody likes the Marvin Gaye version. And in the 80s, they brought it back with the Raisins. And, you know, we were living life on. And no diss to Marvin, because he has
an
incredible voice.
He's a legend.
But there's something about that Gladys Knight version to me.
Have you heard the remix yet?
Oh, you keep telling me about this remix.
I keep telling you about the remix. There's a remix of Gladys Knight and the Pips and the original one. They remixed it on a remix Motown album. And the remix is, when you hear the remix, you'll get a new love for Gladys Knight's version. I'm telling you. Because it comes in with a low beat and then all of a sudden it comes up.
You know that list I keep of the movies that you need to watch? I'm going to add this Gladys Knight and the Pip version so that...
The remix version of Gladys Knight. I'm going to send it to you. I keep saying I'm going to send it to you. This time, I'm really going to send it to you.
Okay. All right. I'm making notes.
You wonder how I knew.
Gladys Knight and the Grapevine. All right.
And then the end of the song, they remixed it. So all the end of the song, all you hear is the Pips going, heard it through the grapevine, heard it.
And it's on the Motown, Motown remixes, and I can find that on Spotify.
Yes, definitely.
Will do. I'm also going to throw my bitter hotline on in the description. It's not down there now. I meant to put a link to it on there, but it's not on there now, but I'll get it on there. All right. We're talking Songs of Betrayal here on Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture, something we do every Saturday night as we hang out. Kenny, what is next on the list?
And if you have any Songs of Betrayal, if you want to get in the comments, please get in the comments like Steve did. Give us some, because we're going to miss some. We're not going to get all of them. There's a lot of Songs of Betrayal. Steve had one on there that George said to me earlier, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's a song about betrayal, because she was like, she just didn't want him anymore.
Because to me, it seems more like a song of victory, of triumph.
Yeah. Hey, it's like, you just walk back in and expect me to be
afraid. I was afraid.
Now I'm saving all my love for someone who's loving me. So he left her to be a player, and then he came back, and she's like, hey. Old shoes don't fit the same, brother. You ain't coming back in here.
Old shoes don't fit the same.
Yeah, I got that one from Mike. Mike told me that one. Old shoes don't fit the same. Whenever I thought about getting back with an ex-girlfriend, he goes, you know, old shoes don't fit the same, man.
That's wisdom. All right. Let's move on. What's this next one? Because I don't think I know the next song.
I'll take it with you.
You have
never
Bobby
heard
Wolf
this song
on here. I don't think.
Now this is a song. This is about betrayal in another way. Bobby Womack. I wish he didn't trust me so much. Now this is about betrayal in another way.
Okay.
This is about this guy has Bobby Womack's this guy, and he sees this woman that he's really attracted to, but that's his boy's wife. And he's got thoughts of cheating with his boy's wife. She's not returning the feeling, but he keeps leaving and leave me alone with your. You keep leaving and leave me alone with your woman. Something gonna happen, man. Something gonna happen, man.
That's now, very
let
dark.
You, let me tell you the backstory to this song. Dark. Let me tell you the backstory to this song.
Okay.
Bobby Womack and Sam Cooke were really good friends back in the day. Sam Cooke died. Of course, we all know he was murdered. Bobby Womack later started dating Sam Cooke's wife.
Do we know who murdered Sam Cooke, or is it going to take 27 years?
Bobby Womack didn't murder. No, his wife didn't murder him. Apparently, Sam Cooke went to some place and acted crazy, and he was with a girl in a hotel. And he got stabbed. And the story about Sam, they should do a movie about Sam Cooke and his life. Because the story about how he passed away, it's kind of shaky. Got to watch the documentaries. It's kind of shaky. But anyway, it's another story that Bobby Womack started dating Sam Cooke's wife after Sam Cooke died. And I think Bobby Womack was, at times, wasn't as big as he is. And he showed up to the funeral in one of Sam Cooke's suits. So is this song, the song he wrote later, is that about Sam Cooke's wife? Or
is it about somebody else's wife he's about to take?
Could be.
Because he's living like that.
But that's all about betrayal because...
Wow.
You know, we got a bro code, man. You don't try to pick up your boy's girl, man. That's a no-no.
I'm sure there are people who violate the bro code on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, I know some of them people. But still.
You know what? That's why I had a problem with that last season of Friends. I know you were a big Friends fan, but I was like, I didn't like that whole Rachel Joey.
You know what? Not even the actors, Jennifer Aniston and who's the guy that plays Joey?
Matt LeBlanc.
They didn't even like that. Nobody in the cast liked that script that the writers have wrote. Nobody. It didn't feel right. It didn't even feel right. So I'm glad they cut that off when they tried to kiss and it's like, yeah, this doesn't feel right. So. You know, and you know what else breaks the bro? What other show breaks the bro code? How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother. Yeah,
because they were passing Robin around like a doll. I'm sorry.
We're going off on another tangent.
We're going breaking off on another tangent.
The whole idea of betrayal doesn't just mean because see, I think. Or again, when I thought of this title, Bitter Hotline, I was thinking of those ladies of the 80s and all that anger. And I guess some of it boiled up to the 2000s because next on the list is Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
And when I'm thinking of betrayal, I don't know. It's kind of biased and kind of sexist because it seems like I think men probably cheat more than.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Hey, Archer, Steve, I need y'all to weigh in on me on this one because my sister's about to go off the rails on this one. She's about to say stuff that is not, you know. So before he cheats, this is a woman not to be trifled with.
Oh, I love this song.
This is a woman not to be trifled with. She's letting you know what's going to happen. To your stuff.
Well, no.
Erykah Badu said, call Tyrone and come get your stuff and go. Beyonce said, all your stuff's packed to the left. You know, Gladys Knight is like, look, I heard through the grapevine. But you wonder how I knew. Kylie Underwood said, look.
Yeah.
I'm tearing everything you got up. Drive away if you want to.
Inside the drive of us. Inside. Wait. I drove my keys across the side of his pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Yep.
But yeah, that's good.
Look, there's no better. What do you mean she ain't lying? Steve, come on, man. Hey, Archer, come on, man. You're killing me.
I mean, especially if you go back in the history of like country songs. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Patsy Cline.
You know what?
Song called, well, hold on, because I got to give a moment for my girl, Patsy Cline. I don't care what you say. I love me some Patsy Cline. Crazy, crazy. But she has a song called She's Got You. Oh, it is just so, just kind of sad and depressing. But again, Bitter Hotline, Patsy Cline speaking. There you go.
Okay. So, Ed Brown is in the house. I'm with KP. Thank you very much, Ed Brown.
Ed Brown in the house.
Hey, Archer, you know, if he's thinking like that, he's no longer allowed to be a guest on our show anymore.
He's going to be thrown
under the bus. He is banned from the show or coming on anymore. That's just it.
But I know you came up with the list, so you tried to skew it. But again, if I go through my Spotify playlist, my goodness. You got songs like, there's a song by Janet Jackson. I don't think it was released as a single. I think she performed it once on an award show or for Fashion Week. It's called What About?
Oh, that's my song.
What About? Oh my goodness. That's some Janet Jackson raw right there.
Yeah.
Check that song out. It's called What About?
I love What About.
By Janet Jackson. That's some betrayal.
Yes.
And then I also had like a little Pink with some So What. Because again,
I never knew So What was a betrayal song.
I think she actually wrote it when she was having problems with her husband. And it was like, so what? I'm still a rock star. And now that you're gone, you know.
I always thought So What was like an empowerment song. Like, so what? I'm still a rock star. I got my rock moves. And I don't need you. Okay, you know what? Yeah, it is. Okay.
And I don't need you. See, there you go.
There's one on my list that I want to. It's an 80s classic that is on my list. Mm-hmm. It's not on my list.
Okay.
That I think I need to mention here.
All right. Throw it in.
Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Shot to the heart!
You're to blame!
You're just trying to put more men in the mix, but...
Yes, I am. We get hurt, too! We get hurt, too!
Sure, fine. Whatever. Okay. Oh, you know what? Okay. Here we go. I will throw you a female betrayal. What about Toto and Rosanna?
Is that a betrayal song?
Not quite a year since you went away.
But did she just leave him or did she betray him?
I don't know.
Did she leave him or did she betray him? The difference. Maybe he was boring and she left. Not really betrayal.
So like Tyrone, yeah. not really betrayal. He just got to go. You ain't got no money. You got to go.
You're not interesting. You're not funny. You're just boring. So I'm going to leave. Okay, Rosanna. Bye.
Okay. Now, this one, Steve, I don't know. It's called Joking by Donny Iris.
I never even heard of Donny Iris. So
So that, I don't know. But we'll add it to the list of songs of betrayal. Actually, well, oh, I have another one.
Yes.
That's not on the list, but it's by a group called Squeeze. Do you know Squeeze?
Oh, Tempted.
Well, yeah, Tempted, of course. But they have a great little song called Up the Junction.
Really?
And that is like the story of a whole relationship in like 3 minutes. From really? The meeting, getting married, having the baby, to her, going off with a soldier. Because, you know, she left him when his drinking became a proper stinging. And anyway, it's just a great,
it's called
classic Squeeze. It's called Up the Junction.
I have to check that. I don't think I've heard that one. I got to check that one out. Up the Junction.
So
I like Squeeze. That, I like Tempted. Because Tempted
is awesome.
Tempted is kind of like a betrayal song because you're tempted by a fruit of another.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
But with going on, I first heard that song in college. And I was at a party in college. Tempted. And we were sitting around being college kids. And we was in like a very lucid state. And Tempted came on. And we're all just sitting around singing Tempted. And I didn't know all the words. So I was saying, woo-hoo-hoo! So Tempted by the fruit of another. Next on our list.
I'm sorry. I forgot that for your lucid state. Yeah. But they also have the song that I never knew the lyrics for was Pulling Muscles. And it's pulling muscles from a shell is what they're singing in the song. But for years, I've been singing Pulling Muscles of Michelle. What does that mean? I don't know.
You know what?
Who knows? If you listen to half the lyrics, who could follow it? But Up the Junction is the song that you want to listen to.
And oh, has another one here.
Goodness. This is another good one. From Air Supply. You want to talk some 80s.
How does that go?
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Oh, that's okay. I know the song.
Again, trying to prove that. You know,
I got another one here from our list.
Trade. Okay. Go ahead.
Another one from our list. And this is a classic one. And this is not a love betrayal, but this is like betrayal in general. Mm-hmm. OJ's Backstabbers.
What they doing?
The song says betrayal.
They smile in your face all the time, trying to take your place.
Be backstabbers. And he even said in this song, he's kind of got going back to the Bobby Womack, you know, they keep coming to my house again and again and again. They just coming to see my woman. I don't even be home, and they just keep on coming.
So basically, if people are coming to your house not to see you, you got to worry.
Not to see you. They didn't see you.
They smile in your face all the time, trying to take your place, those backstabbers. Oh, wait. Ed is sharing some of the lyrics of All Out of Love. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say that I was wrong. As it should be. Men are just wrong. Why, they can't
why
help
he
it.
To, why do he have to be wrong? Why can't she be wrong?
Suspicious Minds by Elvis. Another song of betrayal. I can't hear that song in my head right now. I know
it. I can't hear it either.
I know it, and I can't hear it. That's weird.
I have a song. There's a song that showed up on a couple of betrayal lists because I went through a couple. I don't think it's a betrayal song. Bill Withers, Use Me.
You just keep on using me
to use me up.
Yeah.
It's not really a betrayal song because he's being used and he knows he's a putz.
But he likes it.
He likes it.
He wants to be used.
Keep on doing the things you do and keep on using me up. That's a putz. That's a putzless song. That's not a...
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. I don't know. Is that betrayal or... Because evidently something's going on.
Well, they're suspicious of each other.
We're caught in a trap.
Because they're suspicious of each other because they might betray each other.
That's true. So there is betrayal there.
You know,
you got it. I give it to you.
And I just thought of a topic for another show. Wait a minute. You gave it to me when you said how you were getting the Michelle thing wrong. because it's always these songs that we always get the lyrics wrong to. So songs that we get the wrong lyrics to. That's a good
topic. Old jet airliner.
Yes. Yes. So the last one on our list, of course, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette.
Because I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not fair.
Now, in this song, this woman is mad.
You ought to know.
You told me you was going to be forever and you lied.
Oh, that just opened the floodgates. Because I think, after that song, it was just like, okay, I guess now we can curse in songs. And now, hey.
Yes.
I guess that was Me Too before there was a Me Too movement,
Well, there was another song we forgot. I'm the Only One.
I'm the Only One.
I'm the Only One.
Oh, Melissa Etheridge?
Melissa Etheridge, yes. I'm the Only One.
Is that really betrayal? Maybe.
Yeah. Because she's talking about, like, I'm the only one, and you're going off with this other person, but I'm the only one. Now, you're not going to get what you get from her. You're not going to get what you get from me from her, too. It's an 80-20 thing. You're only going to get 20% of it.
Bitter Hotline, Melissa Etheridge speaking. I get you. All right. We can go there. Let's check the comments. Are there any betrayal songs that we have missed? Because I know there are probably a ton out there that we have not hit. But the one thing we won't betray is you guys. And we thank you and appreciate you so much for hanging out with us on a Saturday night. We are here every Saturday night on YouTube. So if you will, please, Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture is the name of our YouTube channel. Trying to get a subscribe. That would be great. Thumbs up would be great if you're watching on Facebook. Even so, here is another betrayal song, In the Air Tonight. Now, that's not a love relationship betrayal. That was like a friend betrayal. Where he's saying, that I saw what you did and that, I think the whole story of it was that didn't he witness a friend or knew that a friend had did something that harmed somebody else?
It was something like that.
I can't remember the whole story.
It was said that he had witnessed a murder or something at one point, but they said they refuted that and said that's not it. It was something else he witnessed or whatever.
Well, if you witness a murder, don't write a book about it because 27 years later.
Yeah. Don't write a memoir.
Don't write a memoir.
I'm looking at another one of my list.
Heart of Glass.
Is Heart of Glass? Is that a betrayal song?
Yeah. Once had love and it was a blast. Soon turned out to be a heart of glass. Feels like the real thing.
Doesn't mean the person betrayed her. Maybe he heard a rap and said, I can't be with you.
Oh, that is cruel. That's not right.
What? What? That's
not right.
Bad hoes, bad hoes, bad hoes.
Bad hoes. He actually said later that he was the one drowning and he was going through a divorce at the time. So Phil Collins. But once had love and it was a gas, soon turned out had a heart of glass. Seemed like the real thing, only to find mucho mistrust, love's gone behind. Okay, I could go to a bad place with that one, but I won't.
Somebody cheated on Deborah Harry? Because young Deborah Harry was hot. I don't understand.
It happens.
Yeah, well.
What is it? I think two different people cheated on Halle Berry, and I'm like.
Well, she's crazy. She got crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. What?
No. You ever seen that thing of How I Met Your Mother where they talk about girls with crazy eyes? Women with crazy eyes? Halle Berry definitely has crazy eyes.
I reject this. What are you talking about?
Eyes. Ed, Steve, and Hey Archer, help me out here. There are women with crazy eyes that you just don't, no matter how good they look, you do not mess with them. I'm telling you, crazy eyes.
You know, when you say crazy eyes, I think you ever see that movie with Eddie Griffith and DJ, I forget the name of it, and he's in prison. And
yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, crazy eyes.
And he teaches them this crazy eye thing to do, so people will like, you know, and everybody like comes back when he does it.
That's why he has a picture of Janet Jackson. You look at my picture of Janet.
And they do the crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. Voices carry till Tuesday.
Oh, Voices Carry. That's a good one.
Shut up. He said, shut up. I like the end of that song.
Bringing on the Heartbreak by Def Leppard. I don't know that one. But I do love a good Def Leppard. Kenny is right. Oh, Lord. Let's not put that up there too much. Yikes. Oh, wait. My computer is going down. What?
What? No, look, I'm saying to you, though, what am I right about? Hey, are you just trying to get on my good side? What am I right about?
I hope it's not the crazy eye thing.
Oh, it's probably the crazy eye thing. There's certain women with crazy eyes. Halle Berry obviously had, look, people stop talking about Halle Berry being as hot, and she still is a beautiful woman. But we've realized now that Halle Berry has crazy eyes. You can tell. It's crazy.
It's just happening. The new guy, Ed is right. Ed is always in it. That was that movie. Not to be confused with the Free Guy, but the new guy was that movie with.
I love the new guy. I love the new guy.
With the crazy eyes. That's where I first heard crazy eyes.
I love the new guy.
So you said you had a topic for next week.
I did.
Yeah. Frozen by Madonna. I don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
I don't.
And I don't blame anybody for cheating on Madonna. She's just crazy. She didn't have the eyes. She's crazy.
And Ed says that, crazy ass or not, she's smoking hot. So there you go.
Ed's kind of desperate. So let's not go by his words.
Don't mess with Ed. Anyway, next week we will be back with an all new topic, and we thank you guys.
Next week we're going to do that other topic that we said we're going to do. Look, there's a whole new brand of stars out there now, a lot of us remember the Love Boat. So we wanted to, and a lot of Love Boat stars were old stars and B-list stars and things like that. So next week, we are going to cast an episode of The Love Boat. Who would you put on The Love Boat now?
In 2023. What would your 2023 Love Boat look like? Is that what it is?
Yes. What would your 2023 Love Boat look like?
So does that mean we get to recast like Captain Steubing?
Yes, we get to recast. Because we recast everybody.
And
Isaac.
And then we bring in our Isaac. And then we
You know who did good Isaac?
Who did a good Isaac?
What is that actor's name? Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, save it for next week, Kenny. Just save it.
I know who will be a good Isaac. but yes, yes, yes.
So that's
his name. I've seen him in so many different things. He's a hot tub time machine.
It'll come to you. Oh, yes. I think I know who you're talking about. I think his last name is Robinson.
Yes. He was in the Office.
And Ed saying you can't recast Isaac. But we're going to have a whole new Love Boat cast. So
Craig Robinson, yes.
Craig Robinson. I knew his last name was
Robinson. We're going to recast the Love Boat, and we're going to bring in the guest of the Love Boat. Old list stars. Who's an old star now?
So we will set sail with you guys next Saturday night as we talk pop culture.
Get a sailor's hat. I'm gonna have a lifeboat thing hanging back here. You know,
my word. This is what I'm related to.
I'm gonna get a sailor's uniform. Maybe I'm gonna wear that. Ship ahoy!
Yeah. Oh Lord, you, J.J. Walker.
Jimmy Walker.
He was on the original Love Boat, so we can't have.
Yeah, he was on the original Love Boat.
He was on the original Love Boat. And besides, he's too busy selling, like, I think life insurance for AARP. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just a little loopy. I think I need an adult beverage. So we are going to have to end this stream.
Oh, tell mommy.
We see you guys next Saturday night. It's Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture.
God bless your soul and keep living peace.
Thank you for geeking out with Kathy and Kenny on Kathy and Kenny Explain Pop Culture.